Greenfield's planning board voted this week to approve Skidmore College's application for a planned unit development, or PUD. The project involves the construction of a 2-megawatt solar array on a 120-acre parcel of land owned by the college that currently contains a baseball and polo fields. Michael Hall, Special Assistant for the Vice President for Finance and Administration at Skidmore, said the electricity generated from the solar array would be enough to provide for 12% of the college's electricity use.
The primary goal is not cash savings. The primary goal is green. We would be looking to get renewable energy credits for each one of those kilowatt hours and to be able to reduce our carbon footprint. But there will be, or should be, savings associated with it. Some of which we've announced that we would share with the town of Greenfield if the project were approved in Greenfield.
To pay for the project, the college received a $2.3 million grant from Governor Andrew Cuomo's NY Sun initiative. Dynamic Energy Solutions of Wayne, Pennsylvania, has been chosen to construct the array if approved. John Strait, vice chair of Greenfield's planning board, said the board's review of the plan introduced last spring was lengthy due to complaints from town residents on the array's impact on land value and the environment.
On balance, we consider all the information, and if you're aware of the process that we had, it was extensive and exhausting, and ultimately came to the conclusion that this was within the zoning laws that applies to a PUD, and that there were no harmful factors that could not be mitigated properly.
Hall said the completed array will be bordered by a 5-foot-tall fence and landscaping will be done to hide the project from view.
Residents had some concerns that it wasn't enough, and so we have agreed that we would do whatever it takes to make the array not visible from the roadway or from surrounding houses.
The college agreed to bonds that would ensure trees are installed throughout the time the array is in operation, and that the college would pay to remove the array if the project is discontinued. Strait says he believes the planning board's decision is in the town's best interest.
Ultimately, we thought that the opposition's arguments were mitigated by the actions promised by the applicant. It was ultimately in the best interest of the town, and it did not harm significantly the people who mounted the opposition.
The town board will still have to approve the final project, and then it would require further approval through a site plan review. Mike Hall again.
That takes the actual site plan documents, and we sit down with the town engineer and back with the planning board, and they go over piece by piece exactly where the roadway is going to be laid out, where the fencing is going to be. They'll probably get into the actual placement of trees. And then that will be the document from which they work in order to install the solar array.
Greenfield's Environmental Commission has also supported the project. A micro-hydro project in development by Skidmore College that would require the purchase of a hydroelectric dam combined with the solar array could supply 30% of the campus's electricity through redistribution into the grid owned by National Grid. Since 2006, the college has also been installing geothermal heating and cooling systems in on-campus buildings. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.